Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Adam Feldman. He is completing his Juris Doctor, JD, at Osgoode Hall Law School. Mr. Feldman graduated from the University of Western Ontario with an honors specialization in history. Prior to commencing legal studies, Adam worked in politics. He managed a campaign for the inter-party nomination race, and later as a constituency assistant for a member of provincial parliament in Ontario. He is passionate about the intersection of trade, security, and international relations. Adam Feldman speaks Polish, Russian, and French. In addition, Adam is the legal editor here at the NATO Association of Canada. Thank you very much for doing this interview today. I'd like for you to begin by telling us more about the work that you're currently doing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Magdalena, for having me here. That was a very interesting introduction. Would only add probably that my Polish heritage, which is dear to me and probably increasingly so with time, I lived in Warsaw from grade 5 until university pretty well. And having spent much of my formative years there, the culture is something that I still carry with me, living in Toronto now, and just the history, the richness of the Polish language, and having been there during a very transformative time in the late 90s and early 2000s, it's something that we can appreciate on an ongoing basis, as I know you're also of Polish descent.
Yes, I'm very proud of my Polish background. Both of my parents came to Canada from Poland. To all of the listeners who are tuning in, I want to mention that over the next month, I will be away working in Poland from the 17th of May to the 10th of June. This will be a great opportunity for me to interview a few diplomats, government officials, academics, scholars, and students who are currently studying in Poland. Over the past 8 months, I was a program editor of Global Horizons. I'm currently Canada's NATO contributor and outreach coordinator. So as time progresses, I'm looking forward to working with you at the NATO Association of Canada.
Absolutely. I think that's an interesting take. And once you come back, I'm very curious to see your impressions from the new government, how it's felt on the ground out there, also some of the transformations that have taken place recently. Being there a year ago, I remember it's very palpable on the streets themselves. People are very westernized out there, and to a point that I don't think many people appreciate in the Western world. Warsaw is very much looking to the West in a way that I believe Ukraine is beginning to now, is where Warsaw was probably 20 years ago, or more or less. So it'll be very interesting, and I'm looking forward to your impressions.
Thank you. And I certainly will be releasing interviews. And at the same time, I do plan on making a few videos. So expect to see a lot and to hear a lot of upcoming interviews. But Adam, moving on, what would you say are some of your plans as the current legal editor at the NATO Association of Canada?
So my interest in legal research and writing for NATO Canada, I would say, overlap very much with my budding interest for contract and commercial law after having done my first year at Osgoode. I've been looking at course selections for the coming year and thinking about what I may be most interested in. There are a number of courses, but time being a limitation we are all at the mercy of, I'm going to have to narrow my interest into some specific course selections quickly. So what I'm doing now is looking at NATO's interests in security and trade, and some overlap in international trade law. And this is leading me to analyzing the current regime of international trade arbitrations for bodies such as NAFTA. There is an arbitration panel that decides many things outside of the legal jurisdiction of countries, sort of circumventing the legal system. And this is something that's worth analyzing, especially in light of some coming international trade treaties, whether it's the TPP or the TPIP, and then the Canadian sister trade agreement with the European Union. So this will all guide my focus as as the 4 months develop.
And over the period of the next 4 months, are there any specific conferences, roundtables, forums, or any projects that you want to organize while with the NATO Association of Canada?
So my interest has mostly focused on the writing aspect for now. Some seeds that still need to take root and develop relate to some of our board of directors. As you know, we have many board of directors, and within that pool, there are many people who are in the legal industry directly or indirectly. This is one area that I'd like to pursue. I have a meeting coming up with Mr. Harry Berkman, who's on our board of directors. And a thought that I've had is having a panel around international law with perhaps three specific subheadings, one on trade law, one on criminal law perhaps, and then a third one that's left to somewhat of a Q&A. So those, I think, are where I'm looking to currently. But as things happen, of course, there may be other areas.
Definitely. And to all of the listeners today, I want to mention that we will have one of our board of directors do a presentation about what it means to be a citizen, what citizenship means in 2016. A current citizenship judge, Mr. Albert Wong, will be coming in on June the 2nd. So I do encourage all of our listeners and all of our members to come out and to engage in that discussion. But at the same time, Adam, I have to say that over the past 8 months as the program editor of Global Horizons, I've been provided with many opportunities to work with a lot of the other program editors on various conferences, roundtables, events, and projects. And I'm really pleased that we have you as the legal editor. We've never had a program that focused specifically on, you know, legal issues. And I think that it's so relevant in international affairs and international relations and global affairs, diplomacy, and so many different areas that, you know,
oh, absolutely.
It's definitely something that is highly relevant. And I encourage all of the listeners to look at your program.
So I earlier had a bit of a gist on my upcoming article, but it specifically relates to investor state dispute settlement mechanisms that are part of many bilateral trade agreements. One of them would be under NAFTA. There's the Trans-Pacific Partnership that we're learning more about by the day through fairly secretive measures, as not much of it is publicized. So what we find out is through leaks. We also find out things about the TPIP and its sister agreement with Canada and their European Union. And what is good about those most recent agreements is that they're developing away from the ISDS provisions. So instead of having these arbitration panels that are secretive in nature, that circumvent the legal institutions of a country, the new agreements, they understand that there might be pressing and substantial legislation aimed at environmental protections or protecting citizens' safety. So there's a maturing in the international trade arbitration community away from some of the provisions under NAFTA. Looking through the lens of Canadian interests specifically, I am suggesting that when our bilateral trade agreements come up for renegotiation, they have to allow for Canada first mentalities. We shouldn't be worried about passing environmental protection legislation or having meats that are free of chlorine or anything else that would endanger the safety and interests of Canadian citizens. Our courts should stand strong. Our governments shouldn't be worried about these arbitration panels and giant settlements with foreign corporations. And I'm very interested in the topic, as you could tell.